The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
We go walk to walk with you, oh, no matter where.
Dear customer, we are listening. We hear you. We are consistently improving our process, leveraging the best technologies with the best hands. We never stop working around the clock to ensure top-notch security, sustainable solutions, and uninterrupted access to fast and seamless service delivery. And true to our promise, we are always with you every step of the way, partnering with you to be more, do more, and achieve more. Thank you for choosing Access Bank. Access, more than banking.
Hello and welcome to another exciting moment of investment education. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo.
Please join me in welcoming first Aruna Kibera. Aruna Kibera is the Managing Director of Globalview Capital Limited, member of Nigerian Stock Exchange. Aruna, you're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, Malam Garba Kofi. Malam Garba Kofi is the Managing Director of Equity Securities and Funds Limited, also member of the Nigerian Exchange Group. All right, Malam, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I will continue to use it interchangeably, Nigerian Stock Exchange.
Until we are used to it.
Until we become used to NGX. We go straight to business because, like I did say, we've got a lot to do. We'll just take the first segment very briefly so that we can concentrate more when we get to the expectation session. Malam, you are the one in support of Mansard when they are doing this share reconstruction. According to them, the share reconstruction has now been effected and the reconstructed shares have been credited to each shareholder's account. Not that alone, the suspension of trading on the company's shares has been lifted and the shares are now being traded. Now, Malam, I will just take you through what has happened. So as a Mansard, the new price was listed at 3.32 Kobo on 27th of September, as I can see here. And then on that day, against the previous price, it grew by 260.2%, which was the margin so created by the new price created after the share reconstruction. But Malam, on 28th, it lost 9.7%. On 29th, it lost maximum 10%. Malam, it didn't stop at that. On 30th of September, which was actually the last trading day of the month, it lost 4.1%, as I can see here. As I'm talking to you now, for anybody who has not sold, they are losing value, and you want to tell me share reconstruction is good?
Yes, share reconstruction is good, especially for those companies that perform very well. I have no doubt for me, what happened in the last 3 days is just overreaction, because most of the investors have not seen Mansa for the last 5 years trading at 3 naira. So they were carried away by the price, willing to sell, not knowing that the quantity has been reduced drastically by 75%.
But they are selling. So
they were selling.
They are selling at the maximum price.
Well,
because that is about the best thing you can do. For those who could not get it sold, and now, okay, let us look at it, Malam. What are we talking about? This equity, he lost 9.7% plus another 10%. That is 19.7%. And then we add another 4%. We are talking about 20-something percent, Aruna, in just 3 days. Those who were able to cash out the very first day it got listed, all right, they are the one that has been able to maximize the benefit of share reconstruction.
They were not.
If I had this slide, you didn't capture it. They lost 10% the day it was listed at 3 naira.
So we are talking about 30-something.
And if you look at it at the price of 2 naira at the 3 kobo divided by 4, it means that basically one share you used to have, which was 83 kobo before the reconstruction, it's now about 58 kobo.
So
my take that people should not be carried away by what happened recently. Because those who make the money are those who sell before the beginning of this year. As at December, Mansa was trading at 1.05 naira. Times 4, that is 4.20 naira.
In other words, Malam, because yes, we need to leave Mansard, what you are projecting and what you are saying in support of Mansard is that we are likely going to see the price a little bit in not long a time after now at this 3.22 naira with which it was listed, yes or no?
Yes, yet, look, it
as a matter of fact, it will even go beyond that.
They declare their third quarter result, people have seen their earnings have changed. Because we are foreseeing this stock can earn as much as 60 kobo.
Let me tell you
and
the way these things work.
Pay not less than 20 kobo.
As far as I'm concerned, the lower you see it, just position yourself. Because you are actually making
money. It will bottom out.
It will bottom out. And that is about the best time for you to invest in. It will have also been better for you to have sold off before the share reconstruction so that all these losses we are seeing, about 30-something percent, will have been avoided. All right? Because you see, when an equity loses like this, by the time it is gaining back, you know there are some people that sold, they are making more money than you. We will still take time to talk about share reconstruction at another time, but we've got a lot to do on the program. So now, let me now go to Wema Bank. My attraction in Wema Bank is the fact that for many years, Wema Bank was actually returning losses. But as we speak now consistently since 2016, the dividend, the earnings might not really be significantly high, but they are no longer reporting losses. That is the improvement that has greeted the bank, but that is not all that I will tell you. You look at the story of Wema Bank, right? It was a regional bank, Agbomabe Bank. So the question we should ask ourselves is, where are all other regional banks? Of all the regional banks we had in this country, I don't want to mention the name of, I know them because I even had the opportunity of interviewing the managing director of some of those regional banks before they eventually collapsed into one bank or the other. But Wema Bank stood alone, right? Accepting National Bank with it, of course, in the process of merger and acquisition. So now they are the only one. And that's why I always refer to Wema Bank as a bank, like cat with nine lives. We are projecting just 7 kobo, though their earning per share for the second quarter was 10 kobo. We are still projecting that the earning, even if it comes low, will you say this is visible? And going at the current price of Wema, this projected 7 kobo earning, will you say it is okay? Will you say it is too low? Will you say it is just appropriate? Because Wema Bank is currently selling at roughly 80 kobo.
I think for their quarter two of 10 kobo, I think the 7 kobo is too low for their quarter three. If you are putting it that way, that means you are thinking that they are going to decline.
You see, there are indices with which, the metrics with which we arrived there, it is an expectation. But let us assume that it is even 7 kobo. All right, it most likely will be better than this or higher than this, but let's just assume that it ends at 7 kobo. At the price of just about 80 kobo, would you say it is?
It would be okay, but the only thing is that the market always expects a stock to perform better. So if it fall from 10 kobo to 7 kobo, the market will reprice it. You might not likely see it at the 83 kobo that is trading now. But I also believe that it will do better than 10 kobo in that quarter.
But I've seen Wema moving consistently from what I can see here, from 16th of September. And then the indicators have been looking up, and these indicators are still even looking up, even after the gain of 2.6% to close at 80 kobo to close the month of September. Malam, where do you think Wema Bank is going to, and what factors do you think
will be responsible? Well, to me, if the factor that is moving this stock is not necessarily the performance, it's mere speculation. Because a stock that is a penny stock, you will find that the institutional investors are not there. You hardly see any institutional investor or foreign investors investing in those ones. But the local investors, they do. And they have all the belief to do it because they live with this bank and they have seen their performance. And when you look at the price appreciation, at times they do better. What was the trading of Wema Bank at the beginning of the year and today? So even for mere price appreciation, you should buy Wema Bank, you should buy Unity Bank. They are all regional banks. Or we can say that local bank that have the local background without any foreign investors. And therefore, we should have confidence in them. And with the current situation in the CBN, will not let any bank down. And therefore, they have survived and they will survive, and we have no doubt over them.
Malam, Fidelity Bank, 87 kobo projection. Should I buy?
For me, I will say buy Fidelity Bank. Fidelity Bank has demonstrated, one, in terms of dividend, is very rewarding. They pay 20 kobo, which is very good for a stock that is trading at 2 naira. Not only that one. You look at the region where it comes. This is the only bank that in that region, and they are across the country, everywhere trading, doing business. And with this IPOP and all this, you will see that there are more of their people patronizing this bank. And that is why you see gross in gross earning, you see gross in their profit before tax and profit after tax, because they are getting more patronage because they are single, compete with nobody in that region.
So in that, I can speculate with Fidelity. Or when I buy Fidelity, I'm not speculating, I'm investing.
Both, you can speculate, you can invest, because the two can come concurrently.
UBA, our projection is 2.53 naira kobo. And then from 1.77 naira kobo in the second quarter. Is this achievable?
I think so, because you can see that why UBA price went down was for 2020, there was a decline in their quarter two, also a decline in their interim dividend that they have recovered from. So I believe that they are actually on this trajectory and they can make this 2.53 naira kobo.
Don't you think that the price of UBA is not actually competing, and that the price should probably be higher than this? Though I can see the trend moving on, and this trend started on the 21st of September, and between then and now it has made how many days of gain? Likely 2 days of gain, but what it has gained has been more than what it has lost within this period. How much more do you think UBA should go?
In the
month of September.
You know, in the beginning we were looking at UBA and Access as pair, but Access has left it behind. It's now UBA and the First Bank.
They are
now the FBN, they are now in the same region. So I think I'm having that solid belief that we do better than what is trading now.
Malam, are they going to do better? More so
they
that
are
you
are
can...
going to do better, because this is African bank. They are not Nigerian banks. They generate about 50% of their income outside the country. And don't forget about the devaluation of Naira. Therefore, whatever they generated outside the country, by the time they convert it into Naira, will give price appreciation due to the devaluation of Naira. So they are going to be better off.
I take on with you also, FCMB. You know, FCMB is actually a group. We are projecting just 71 kobo. With a group, shouldn't they be doing more than this? Malam.
Well, you see, I have my reservation with this bank. My simple reason that I don't like stinginess in paying dividend. Their dividend is too low, and therefore it doesn't commensurate with the price. This is a stock that is trading around 3 naira, yet it's paying just 10 kobo. It's not good enough. I believe that they should justify that. You can see that the shareholder doesn't spare any company that pay them peanut dividend. Transcorp have a very strong earning, but it will pay you 1 kobo. What is it today? Trading less than 1 naira. By their earning, this stock is supposed to be trading 2 naira and above. But by their dividend, even 195 kobo is overpriced by the dividend value. Because if you take 1 kobo times 20, it will give you how much? 20 kobo.
Malam,
now it's trading at 94.
I've been
but
asked...
when you take the earnings of Transcorp, you times 10, you see that this stock is supposed to be traded between 2 to 3.
I've been asked that we should go, but we will not go until we speak or we talk about GT Bank. In 1 second, we are projecting 5.7 naira kobo. Our projection for Zenith is higher than this. In 1 second, what do you have to say?
GT Bank is a stock to have confidence with it, because institutions
have become holding company.
Forget about the holding company. They still remain GT.
Aruna.
I think like we saw in their quarter two, is like the Odi code structure. I think it has a little bit of effect on their earnings. I think this 5.7 naira kobo, I think it's about where they will make, what they are going to make in quarter three. That's their threshold for quarter three. I think it's okay.
All right, like I've always said, I want to believe I've enjoyed every bit of our presentation today. And I can assure you, you cannot get it better on air or even online, as far as talking about. Most organizations don't want to project. They only want to report the projections made by the organizations. It is about the only platform where we sit down, we make projections to the general market. That is why you cannot afford not to be with us every time we are on air, and also get others to also get to the name. All right? So first, I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. And of course, to the professionals who have not held any information back. They have given out everything within the limit of time available unto us. Malam, thank you for coming. And then Aruna, thank you for being
thank
there
you for
always.
Me.
I've got to go. By the grace of God, we will be with you again next time. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, accumulation, and preservation. A pioneer of public. God bless you. Enjoy your week.